So teen council meetings are run under parliamentary procedures. We have like a fancy way of running things. So I'm going to start by calling the meeting to order. So at 5:36 p.m. on November 13th, 2018, I call this meeting to order. Now, item two, roll call. Krithin?
Here.
Mega?
Here.
Elise?
Here.
Sophie?
Here.
Tanner? Vanilla?
Here.
Megan?
Here.
David? Danielle?
Here.
Sahithi?
Here.
Yash?
Oh, Yash.
Amritha?
She's here.
Okay. Kuhu?
Here.
Vidhima?
Here.
Albert?
Here.
Anne?
Here.
Himaja? And then Akshay. Okay. Okay, item three, special items and announcements. Do we have any, Jen?
I got a special announcement. Who's been to the city center so far? All right. So it officially opened on Thursday morning. It's a phased opening, so it was about 20, maybe 25% of the spaces that were open for business, and then it'll be phased in. I think it's anticipated that we'll have a kind of a grand opening ceremony sometime in the April-May timeframe when it's just about at capacity. So it's beautiful. It's a great place to hang. It's already looks like it's a destination spot for all residents in the city. So thanks for stopping by, and encourage your friends to take a look at it.
Okay, anything else?
There's a few things coming up that I'll mention. The 10 Tenors is going to be at Doherty Valley High School, or not high school, sorry, Performing Arts Center, Doherty Valley Performing Arts Center, on November 17th. We also have Holiday on the Farm, which is going to be at Forest Home Farms on December 8th, and that's a free event for families. And then we have the Bah Humbug 5K Run and Walk. We just got the ornaments in that we hand out to all the runners. So if you look on the city's Instagram page, you'll get a sneak peek at what the ornaments will look like. And that's a great opportunity if you need volunteer hours as well. So I encourage you all to sign up.
About a 35-year tradition in San Ramon. Coming up on December 16th, it's Handel's Messiah. The sing-along Messiah for all the family. We got some workshops that get your vocal cords going. But this is a tradition that has, like I said, is about 35 years and counting in San Ramon. And in fact, our former mayor, Mayor Abram Wilson, used to sing tenor for this. So a lot of involvement in the city. So I'll leave some of these cards here. Great opportunity for volunteer hours too. We can always use some help at the performance. So I'll leave some of these here for you as well. It's December 16th, it's sponsored by the San Ramon Arts Foundation.
Thank you. Item four, public comment or written communication. At this time, those in the audience are encouraged to address the teen council on any item not already included on today's agenda. If possible, comment should not exceed 5 minutes. If this is not considered sufficient time to address the issue, please arrange with the secretary to have the item placed on the agenda for a future committee meeting. Do we have any public comment today? Okay, seeing none. Item five, approval of minutes. So, you guys can take a moment to look through the agenda packet right now if you haven't already gotten a chance to, and just see if there's anything that we need to change. Okay. Does anybody see anything that needs to be amended? Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes? Okay, and can I have a second? Okay, I'm just gonna take Kuhu. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so I believe since two people were absent last time, one of them was Tanner, and he's not here today, but Anne is here, so that's two abstentions, right?
Just one.
One? Okay, and then it would still be three absences?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with a
vote. Are any of the alternates here?
Yeah, one. Yeah.
Okay.
So 15 to 0 to 3 to 1.
There's 3 absent?
Yeah.
So then 17 minus 3.
14. Yeah. Okay. So with a vote of 14-0.
Oh, no, you're right.
15?
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
15-0 to 3-1. I approve the minutes of October 16th, 2018. Okay. Item six, committee
with
business. With the first from Albert and a second from Kuhu. Okay. Item six, 6.1, review and approve participation and support of a Brighter Day Rock Band Showcase event by Edwin. So you guys, if you look through your agenda packet, that you saw that this is actually a really cool initiative that they're doing, and also it falls directly under one of our goals, which was to get ourselves involved with more community events. So I'm just gonna hand it over to Edwin.
Hello, I'm Edwin. I am the coordinator for teen services for the city of San Ramon. We were approached by an organization called Brighter Day, which helps address, I guess, stress and depression. Story is the organization was created because the person who runs it, his son committed suicide because of stress and depression. And so from there, they created an organization to try to help teens cope or address stress and depression. And so what he has done is he has put together an event called Rock Band Showcase, where teens can come and perform, to show off their band to other teens. And we're gonna get like three judges to judge, and the winning band will get sort of studio time at a professional studio, and put it on an MP3, MP4 player, and they'll get 50 copies to give it to their friends regarding that. That event is scheduled for January 26, 2019. This event is collaboration with the city or the town of Danville and possibly the city of Dublin at this point. So we're hoping that, it'll be like a little Tri-Valley thing going on. So I am asking Teen Council for their support, and also support might look like helping out the event, marketing the program at your school, the event at your school, or on the day of the event, volunteer. Any questions?
So that's a Saturday night.
It's a Saturday. And it's from probably about 7 to 9. It's gonna be at San Ramon Community Center in the fountain room.
So one of the things that they do is everybody that attends gets a backpack, and it's all full of information like resources and things like that. So that's how they get the information out to the teens that are attending about, how do they address stress? Who can they call if they, feel like they want to commit suicide? Anything like that. So you get a cool backpack out of it, and it has all the stuff inside it. That way, it's an easy way to kind of send everybody home with those important details.
Do you need some judges?
We are three judges. We're working on it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I know you've seen.
I've got musicians that would.
Is there any questions about the event?
I just want to clarify the date, because on the flyer it says October 20th, 2018, but then it's January 26th.
So
the flyer is an example of what City Alameda had.
Got
so
it.
This is just for you to see the flyer example.
So just as an FYI, I think that's the same night as the crab feed for the Historic Foundation.
Okay.
Just as an FYI.
Okay.
So are these bands teenagers within our community, or?
Correct. No, it's basically, they're gonna open on Eventbrite, and any teen band can sign up for it.
And they have done this in other cities. So he's done it in where? The city of Lafayette?
Oakland, Lafayette, Alameda.
And he works in San Ramon. So he reached out to the city because he works here, he's part of the community, and so he thought it'd be a good thing to bring to this area as well. Any other questions or concerns? I mean, you guys are the teens. Is this something you would go to?
This event is free, and they also, you know, parents can come if they want. If not, they can stay home. It's up to you guys.
Start throwing out that same day.
Okay, so
yes.
Does it have to be at the Santa Monica Community Center, or is there any way that we can make it at the new City Center?
That would be so cool.
I don't think they'd be able to do that. I think they're trying to keep it kind of a... It's our facility, you know what I mean? Like, it's part of our, you know, agreement, city, things like that. It would be interesting to put there, but there's not a lot open there quite yet.
Correct.
So it would be, maybe there are a lot of pressure and work to get all of the storefronts open and stuff.
It could be something in the future down the road, after we do the first event.
I think there'd be a facility that would accommodate that size at there.
Yeah.
Because in January, it's not going to be outdoors. And the movie theaters are too small. They're, you know, the seating capacity is not, you know, not there. And that would be a cost, and kind of is right, the community center is.
Yeah, and we're happy that they wanted, that they reached out to Santa Ramon. You know, if we're partnering with Danville and Dublin, we still have it here in Santa Ramon, which is nice, so. Any concerns?
But we can all trek down to the city center afterwards.
Yeah.
Field trip.
Nothing? No comments? No worries? You guys aren't even going to ask what your participation is going to be?
I have that question. What's our role in this?
So your role will be advertising the event at school. Uh-huh. You know, as you know, events get better when it's peer-to-peer talking. So bring it to your campus, talk to your people. Talk to your friends, you know, help maybe recruit some bands that you know of. Mm-hmm. And then on the day of, maybe volunteer at the event, helping out, doing some stuff at the event. Yeah. We're working out the details, you know, it could be checking in, a variety of stuff. Mm-hmm. For volunteer hours too, we can work with, right?
Is anyone here involved with their music programs at school? Do you think you could like advertise to the classes? Because there's probably some bands, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
You know, the free studio time for winners, mm-hmm. you know, professional studio time with 50 CDs, MP3s.
Yeah. And will you guys be providing flyers for this? So they
correct.
Yeah.
Once we'll have flyers, we'll have all the stuff for you guys to
give out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then what you guys are talking about tonight is whether or not Teen Council wants to support this as Teen Council. And then if you do approve it, then we would continue to get that information out through Edwin to you guys as you can, you know, need to figure out how you're going to distribute it.
Since Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award, Poetry Ambassador kind of, like, we're done with the planning and everything, I think we would have time to work on this. Plus, it does fall under our goals. How do you guys feel about it? Something we want to do? Okay, sounds good. And then, do we need to vote to approve or just?
Yeah.
Okay. So, if there's no further discussion, then I'll ask for a motion to approve our participation. Okay.
I move to approve Teen Council's participation in the Brighter Day event.
Okay, and can I have a second? Okay, so all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so with a first from Amrita and a second from Megan, I approve Teen Council's participation in support of a Brighter Day Rock Band Showcase with a vote of 16-0 to 2-0. Okay. 6.2, update on the ambassador program and approval of 2018 to 2019 selected applicants for Iron Horse and Pine Valley. David's not here. Who did he pass that on to? Okay.
All right, so our first ambassador introductory meeting will be held sometime after we get back from Thanksgiving break, so pretty well, it could be, like, I'd say early December. Mm-hmm. All ambassadors will be required to attend both the introductory meeting and the December meeting, I'm assuming the team council one, where they'll be paired with their respective liaisons. So the current liaisons for the schools I'm doing Cal High, and then Danielle's the alternate for Cal High. Griffin is doing Doherty Valley, and we need an alternate for Doherty Valley, so would anyone like to step up for that?
I'm with them.
So Heathy is the alternate, or is the liaison for Windermere Ranch. Do we have an alternate for that?
Anyone interested? Is there anybody that is it on like a committee or is only on one right now? Because I know some people are on multiple. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Actually, which is already the liaison for Gale Ranch, so.
Oh. I can be an alternate.
Okay. Yeah. And then David is for Quarry Lane and Pine Valley, and we need an alternate for both of those. All right. So, and we wanted to know if we should conduct our ambassador meetings as one large group with all the ambassadors and liaisons together, or if you guys like wanted to do the same individualized at first school as we did last year.
Was anybody here like a chair for an ambassador thing last year?
David.
Or like, were you a liaison for a school? Did you like the by school thing, or?
Yeah, I think it worked better because you could talk like individually to like the people in the school, but I felt like, I guess like if it was as a whole, it would have been like more complicated to get out like all the assignments that you needed done.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it would be harder to coordinate everyone, but I don't know, as an ambassador, I feel like it would be more productive to have like collaboration with a bigger group.
How do you feel about like, having both, like once in a while you would be touching base like by school, and then maybe like every few months you would have a full one?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And also, before you move on to the timeline stuff, can you read out who's like the main and the alternate for everything again, just so we can all note it down on the thing?
So I'm Cal High, Danielle is the alternate for Cal High.
Mm-hmm.
Doherty Valley, Griffin's the main, and Amrita is the alternate.
Okay.
Windermere Ranch, Sahithi, and Gale Ranch, Imaja, and Manila. And then Quarry Lane. We need an alternate for Gale Ranch.
I thought you said Vanilla was the alternate for Gale Ranch.
She's the alternate for Windermere Ranch, because Imaja volunteered.
Am I not the alternate for Windermere?
Yeah, okay, you are.
Okay, yeah. Uh-huh. So then for Gale, it's Himaja and Vanilla.
Wait, I think I was for Quarry Lane and Pine Valley. So I said one for Gale.
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to be an alternate for Gale? You're an alternate. It shouldn't be too much work.
I can do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then who, so Quarry Lane, Vanilla.
And David. David's the main alternate.
Okay, and then no Pine Valley, right? Or do we, no, we don't have an Iron Horse.
Both Quarry Lane. There's no sign-ups for Iron Horse, or no applications for Iron Horse.
Okay, and then who is Pine Valley?
David's doing both Quarry Lane and Pine Valley.
Okay.
And then I guess he wanted one alternate for that.
Okay, so perfect. So Jen, should I read out all the appointments for the recording, or is it not necessary for liaisons to schools?
You read them out just to.
Okay, so for Doherty Valley, Krithin as the main, Amrita as the alternate, Cal, Megan as the main, Danielle as the alternate, Pine Valley, David as the main, Vanilla as the alternate, Windermere, Sahithi as main, me as the alternate, Gale Ranch, Himaja as the main, Mega as the alternate, and for Quarry Lane, David as the main, Vanilla as the alternate. Do we hear any mistakes with that? Okay.
And I would suggest next year going into this, so like add it into your notes for that subcommittee, to select the liaisons for specific schools earlier on. That way they can help with advertisement to those schools. That way it just makes it easier and they're more like invested in who's applying and things like that, and they're really trying to do that. So.
Do you want to go over the timeline?
So our next our first like big event on the timeline would be the December teen council meeting, which is where we finish onboarding all ambassadors, so everybody has the timeline if you guys want to follow along. It's the teen council, it's the
2000 ambassador program packet.
This isn't final, by the way, so we need everybody to like actively be making suggestions on here so that when we do approve a final timeline, just so we have everyone's input.
Next, we're going to select school meeting and three school, which is what we did just now. Three, mandate two school liaison meetings before February. So that, I guess, that's up to the liaisons to decide and coordinate. But just keep in touch with David and the rest of the subcommittee as to when your meetings are, just so we can like take note of them. These meetings will be based on like interest-based questions, social themes, how these ambassadors can make an impact locally through like using these themes, and then we'll narrow down these themes in the first meeting. So basically, I guess the plan of action is to decide a theme and then go and create, just decide what to do based on that theme. Research assignments. So David mentioned in the last team council meeting, instead of like having them mindlessly publicize random things, they're actually going to have a project to work on. So each ambassador is actually going to have research to work on between meetings. And these must be sent and reviewed by liaisons before the second meeting with the ambassadors.
So something like Keith and I had talked about was maybe that meeting should be with all ambassadors versus just the specific schools. Just so everybody can kind of play off all their ideas. David seemed to think that it'd be better school-based. How does everybody, like what does the rest of the team council think about that?
Few minutes ago, we were just talking about how there's kind of like benefits to both.
Yeah.
And I guess like the consensus was kind of if there are school meetings, but also maybe like monthly, the full meetings.
Oh, okay.
But then on top of that, like I guess another thing is you could just kind of have those school to school within the school communications over email or text. So it just kind of
more about like the project.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, so not just their normal meetings, like they can have their regular meetings, but when they all come together to decide on what project they want to go with,
mm-hmm.
like whether they're doing it all together or doing it individually. And then everybody kind of overseeing like, which schools all come up with which ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, to like the ambassadors that are here, when you guys have your meetings, would you rather kind of have like a meeting like this where all of you are in one place, or would you have kind of meetings within your own school?
I feel like a meeting within our own school would be better, because then because each school is kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rates for Doherty, people who apply to become an ambassador were like higher. I feel like having like just a smaller meeting would be better in general.
Interesting. Anybody else want to add? Yeah.
So I think, well, having a combined group, like you can spread other ideas and have input, and I think like larger meetings would be better.
Do you feel more comfortable in smaller meetings, like pushing your ideas forward? Yeah, versus like one large one might be more intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe like the high school, like a master's convene within their own schools.
Okay,
but I think for middle schools, it would be like more productive if they were in like slightly larger groups, so that like they can like bounce back ideas off one another.
Mm-hmm.
What if you start with like a smaller meeting and then you come together for like one larger one? I'm thinking more for like when they're deciding what their project is going to be. And
yeah.
The team council will decide what they're going to run with, but before it gets to that point, there's going to be a ton of ideas going around and things like that. So I just don't want there to be, you know, I want you guys to be able to get things done.
Yeah.
And like move forward, because it takes a while, as you guys have experienced.
I guess like when we're, after like the introductory meeting, when we're scheduling more meeting dates, if we do like maybe a few meetings within the school so that they can kind of discuss what they want to do, and then once everybody kind of has a proposal, they can meet all together and decide what they want to do if we do stick with this like
mm-hmm.
research project idea.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that sound good to everyone?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So by February, these two ambassador meetings should have occurred, and then everyone comes forward with their themes and ideas for their project, and then by February, we're going to narrow down the themes to one theme that the ambassadors can all collectively work towards and their year one project.
We're going to vote on the approval of subcommittees that target that specific project, and we're going to pass around signups for that subcommittee, so as usual, and then we will just keep the 13 remaining ideas in case we want to continue with other themes that we thought were, you know, close seconds, but we want maybe to work on the following years. And then, so I guess, like, with your individual views on and, like, the other ambassadors from your school, you guys are going to brainstorm, like, themes that you feel should be targeted, like, within your power as ambassadors to your school.
So a theme could be, like a topic or an issue that you're trying to address, like team stress, or it could be all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So does that help answer
that?
So I guess like that, those two liaison meetings before the, is it February still, or is that now like January, December? Okay. And so whichever one before, those would be like within schools probably, and then the next two where they're kind of narrowing down ideas would be full then, right?
Yes. Okay. And I feel like he wants the two meetings between between December and February.
Uh-huh.
And so at least two meetings with liaisons, but I feel like those include the group meetings too. It's not like two individual and two group. I mean, like there's no maximum like of two.
Okay.
But I think that was the idea of it.
Got it. Yeah, we can look into that more.
We have a decision on like how we want to structure meetings today.
Mm-hmm.
So can we, so what do you guys think? We should do like a monthly group meeting and then, or more frequent, and then more frequent liaison meetings, or?
What do you guys think?
Honestly, I feel like group would be beneficial in the first part of it. But after you centralize down to two main ideas, I feel like if they're all working together on the same project, wouldn't it be beneficial for all of them to work together?
Yeah. So I think the meeting right before the February 18 council meeting will be all the ambassadors, and then the meetings where they're creating themes will be just the liaisons and their ambassadors. So one of each.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That should be good enough.
And you guys can always adjust as you're going through. I mean, depending on the size of whatever topic or theme that you guys are working on,
mm-hmm.
You can always adjust it as you go through. This is really going to serve as like a tool for all the years to come. You know, this helps kind of guide out the new process. It helps expand your program, which you guys wanted to do this year. That was one of your goals. So it's really just trying to get like a blueprint out of how you're going to work
mm-hmm.
with them and how you're going to get things kind of moving along. So,
yeah.
I just feel like the ambassadors here, when you guys are thinking of a potential project that you want to work on, make sure that like they're in your power so that you can actually actively, you know, take action upon them within your time on the teen council program so that something good comes out of it. So do something that you guys feel really passionate about, not something that is overwhelming.
Okay. Did you guys need any other suggestions from the whole council on the timeline?
That was the main issue, just the meetings.
Okay. So just to make sure, right now we're thinking like one of each month, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And also, what's up? I was just going to say we needed to approve the...
Oh, the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one I brought up. Does everybody feel like this is a good way... Like, this kind of wraps everything up and you guys all know how to like move forward with this program. You think this addresses like what you guys wanted to do this year?
Oh, where are we gonna host these like meetings?
You can either meet at the schools, you can ask me and I can get rooms for you. Just let me know like when you need them ahead of time because we have staffing at different times.
Yeah, try to get like at least 2 days ahead of time.
Yeah. And usually we always have space. There's also the libraries and things like that. Public locations are good because you guys are an advisory board and things like that. So we like to keep things open to the public. And but just let me know what you guys need so we can help you out and your chair as well. But does this address everything? I mean, you guys feel like this meets all your goals that you were trying to reach for the program and expand it and things like that? Okay.
Okay. So if we're done revising the timeline for now, we can always go back and change this because this is really just setting the structure for the next coming years. But we need to approve our selected applicant for Pine Valley Middle School. So are they here today?
Yeah.
So can we just read
up? Just their name, yeah.
Okay, so we have from Pine Valley Middle School, 7th grade, Kirtana Sri Kumar. Do you want me to read her responses to the question?
No, I would just say, I mean, you guys got one applicant, so we extended the deadline for Iron Horse and Pine Valley. And we still only got one applicant for Pine Valley, correct?
Yes.
And none for Iron Horse. We did try and reach out to the schools. I'm not sure what the subcommittee did in regards to that.
So I was the one who reached out to a teacher that I knew at Iron Horse, and she posted like the whole link and that thing on School Loop.
Okay.
But I asked Redeema earlier, and she said her sister was interested in applying, but she couldn't find the link.
Exactly. Yeah.
So like, I don't know if it was something not like in the school news or like.
I'm not sure if the school sent it out. I asked them to send it out, but it is up on the srt.org page still on the City of San Ramon's website. So, I mean, you guys can extend the deadline again if you want. It is really important to get kind of that feedback from the entire community. So if you know anyone that wants to apply, I mean, that's up to you guys if you guys want to extend the deadline again. That is something that you guys got to figure out, is why we're not getting interest from those schools, or what can we do, the teen council do moving forward to reach out to those schools, not just sending an email, because that doesn't seem to be working, right? So I can help you guys, I try and help you guys as much as I can, but it's on you guys as well to kind of get over there and figure out, or reach out to people or the community and things like that. So
I know you guys tried calling and that didn't work either, right? The subcommittee?
Someone tried calling this.
Okay. Then my suggestion is whoever's like the liaisons for those schools, if you do end up meeting with your ambassadors at that school, maybe like go to the office and just like let them know like our contact information and like who we are, because then maybe they're more likely to be like responsive for next year if we ever need to get anything else posted on like the School Loop news. Because I don't know if that will like change anything, but at least it will.
Yeah, we do as much. I mean, they're busy too, so it's, and they get tons and tons and tons of things, like people reaching out that want things posted and things gone out. So we did do it all through Nextdoor, we did it all through social media. I sent it to all of our Teen Center participants at the schools. Everyone helped me with that. So, but yeah, we can, you know, keep trying. But it is good to stop by there and say, like, hi, we're with the Teen Council. We're, this is what Teen Council is, because a lot of times people don't necessarily know what it is, unfortunately.
For the ambassadors that are here, how did you guys find out about the ambassador program when you applied?
I saw that on a news section, and I thought that would be an interesting thing.
Got it. Is that, was that the same for everyone, just your school news section? Your friend told you about it? Interesting. Okay, thank you.
How do you guys receive your information?
I just periodically check the San Ramon team website.
Oh. Perfect.
Do you guys like get information through like Facebook?
Facebook.
Instagram. So that's something for Teen Council to think about, is if everyone's getting their information through Instagram, you could do ads, but you got a budget for it. So
yeah.
That's something that I can help you
Instagram
do.
Ads aren't great. At least from my experience, yeah.
But it reaches people that don't necessarily follow you.
That's
right?
True.
So
yeah.
So it's things that pop up that you wouldn't normally subscribe to. So, yeah. So it's just something we gotta like. If you guys think that's something that you need is money for those types of things and publicity, then we need. Then you can like send me something so I can try and put it in the budget for you.
There's an event they can be there.
Yeah, because as great it is that you go on SRT, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that, so.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, should
so
we appoint?
You mentioned is for all the schools or just for those two schools?
The what?
The deadline that you mentioned?
The deadline, extending the deadline would only be for those two schools.
Yeah. Oh, you want to extend for Pine Valley as well?
Yeah.
I think that
like Jen said, with like the equal participation of everyone in the community, I feel like if we did extend it and if we were like able to go in and like talk to someone about it and like actually got the word out that like this was what we were doing, I feel like maybe we could get more people.
Yeah.
And if extending it a little bit got us a like a few more ambassadors from each school, I feel like that's something we could do.
Last year, like, I was in like the subcommittee that was doing like the reaching out to these schools, and Pine Valley in specific was like, for some reason, like our emails never actually got to them. Like we kept emailing them and we never actually got responses. I don't know whether we, I think we had the wrong email. And then I went in one day, like right after school, and I talked to the lady in the office, and then they posted it on like their like School of News or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think that like maybe the website is just like inaccurate.
I think it's like the face-to-face communication that actually gets stuff done.
And it's also thinking, that's why I'm saying, like, don't just rely on an email. What else can you do besides that? Like, how else can you reach the public?
Yeah.
Also,
not just, you know, the traditional school route.
For the Instagram point, I know a lot of middle schools and high schools have Instagram accounts for each class, so class of 2021, and a lot of the class follows that. So if we advertise on that or reach out to them, that might help reach more people.
Makes sense. In regards to extending the deadline, I see what you're saying about the, you know, reaching everybody. On the other hand, there is the, will it be too late in the game for these new ambassadors to kind of get into the groove of things? But also not much will happen by that time, depending on how long we extend the deadline. So what do we think about that? Do you think somebody will be able to go down to Iron Horse and Pine Valley and like talk to them and make sure it's posted? Or should we just focus on like doing this next year?
I think it's worth reaching out to the middle schools, especially since like Iron Horse and Pine Valley are pretty accessible. Like their staff is nice and stuff. And I mean, our deadline for, our hard deadline for like having all the ambassadors here is the December meeting. So if we, we already have all the materials, if we just want to ask them, like now.
I think maybe we can extend it for like two more weeks, so like the Monday after Thanksgiving break, and then like I know we talked about it, maybe me and Sahithi can go down to Iron Horse and actually like talk to them about it.
Okay. Does somebody think they can go down to Pine Valley? Any kids who used to go to Pine Valley? Okay, perfect. Thank you. So if we're doing the Monday after Thanksgiving break is what you said, right? What day does that fall under? Oh, do you think people will be gone that Monday too?
26
Oh, okay. Well, I guess they also have the break to work on it.
Yeah.
But
can you do 26 that Friday?
The Friday after? Yeah. Elise was thinking.
We do like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe let's. If we're assuming that, if we are assuming that people won't have time to work on it over break, then if we want to do it the Friday after Thanksgiving break, or maybe like midweek, what are we thinking? Did everyone hear that?
Yeah.
Okay, so like if we're not going to do the Monday after Thanksgiving break as a new deadline, what would we rather do? Would we rather do like that Friday?
Yeah.
So 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you would just need a decision to be made. If you get a bunch of applicants, you'll have to review the applications and have everything set before the December 11th team council meeting, because you'll need to approve them at that meeting.
So if all applications are in by the 30th, then we have a little over a week to approve at the December meeting. So does that sound like something we can do?
Because we got all the other schools done in one day.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Doable.
Is there any way that we could directly reach out to like the history or I guess core teachers at like the middle schools?
I guess like teachers will post their emails on the thing.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, when I do that, I'm just going on the website and seeking out the information just like you guys are. So you can definitely look on their website, and a lot of times their school loop emails are linked on there. And you can reach out to like the school counselors, the school administration, which we'll do again.
Yeah, we don't want to extend this a third time, so let's just email anyone possible and like. Yeah.
And just apply, and then there's other things you can do. There's lots of other, you know, look at whatever school events are going on or different stuff.
Looking, they list them, activity guides, who the advisor is. You may just be able to send an email to that advisor, what's going on. Let them know who you are and what you're trying to do.
Yeah, we might just have to be a little more creative with
think
these two schools.
The
yeah.
box.
Okay.
If you guys have like social media stuff you want me to send out for it, you guys are a lot more creative than I am probably. You know, stuff like that, send it to me and I can help get it out as well.
Is it worth making an announcement or having flyers at the performing arts event? I could make the announcement if you like.
Okay.
If you want.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is that what you guys want?
Mm-hmm.
If we do flyers, we already have the flyer for our.
So maybe just like change it so it's just Pine Valley and Iron Horse now?
Yeah. And then just send it to me and I'll print them again.
Yeah.
Is it possible to like also print out flyers and like put it around Iron Horse and stuff?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the school. A lot of times they won't let you do that. Some of the schools will, despite the policy they have. Some of them will. Each school kind of does their own thing. We do put things through Peach Jar, but it just doesn't reach anybody. But we can put them at the libraries. You guys can put them at the libraries. You can put them wherever you want. I can get them printed.
Teen centers,
yeah. We did send them out. Yeah.
Is there room on the marquee?
Yeah. Schools have bulletin boards.
All
school
has PTA groups for each grade level.
Yeah. All right. So you guys hear all that? So reach out to the PTAs, reach out to the schools, they have their marquee boards, we have ours as well.
So you want me to make the announcement, just give me the
information, sounds good.
So for those visiting the principals, do they have a resource that they, like for example, the teen council, the teen San Juan website, that they can just directly point to, like when they talk to the principal, and the principal asks like, oh, where do I get forms?
Where do you guys think the forms are?
SRT.org.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
It's still there. It's up on the website. So if we're going to extend it, I'll update the website tomorrow morning. Right now it has all the stuff from the last extended.
Okay. Do we need to approve extending it?
Extended.
You need
what
to
kind of
approve the one member if you want to get them on and going, and then you can extend the deadline for the two schools.
Do I need to take a vote on extending too? Okay, so let's start with approving the Pine Valley member. Can I have a motion to approve the Pine Valley applicant?
I move to approve the Pine Valley applicant.
Okay, second. Oh yeah. What's the name again?
Kirtanis Srikumar.
Okay. So just say that again. Kirtanis Srikumar.
I move to approve the Pine Valley applicant.
Okay, can I have a second?
I second.
Okay, perfect. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, so with a first from Vanilla and a second from Elise, I move to approve the selected Pine Valley applicant, Kirtana Srikumar, with a vote of 16-0. 2-0. Or no, 3-0? 2-0. Yeah. 16-0 to 2-0. Okay. Anything else with ambassador? Oh, deadline. Yeah. Okay. And also we need a vote to extend the deadline for Pine Valley and Iron Horse to November 30th. So motion.
I move to approve the extension of the deadline for Pine Valley School.
And then second?
I second.
Thank you. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. So with a first from Kuhu and a second from Vanilla, I move to approve the extension of the deadline for Pine Valley and Iron Horse to November 30th with a vote of 16-0 to 2-0. Okay. Moving on to 6.3, update on the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award and suggestions for next year, Elise.
Okay, so we basically, it's over, and if you didn't know, Aaron Kuh was chosen as the winner.
And we have notified her and everything?
Yes, Erin is going to be at the November 27th City Council meeting, where Trudy will be presenting her plaque and the award. And then she will also be available for the Chamber of Commerce dinner, which will be on December 6th. Correct? Yeah. And that's at Bridges Golf.
Yeah, the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The event center.
And then, so you guys should be good. So it's kind of just recapping what you guys think about this year, what you can change for next year.
Yeah, so we talked about, we want to keep working on advertising. I see that's kind of something across a few different subcommittees. We found that posting on School Loop is pretty effective usually. We've emailed admin to put on the homepage of the schools. That's been working. We want to put more flyers in classrooms, so go around to teachers and put it up in their classroom, maybe on the door. We thought about maybe in-club advertising, so if there's big clubs where maybe they can have like a slide on their presentation about like Team Council or something like that, or maybe even post on their like Facebook page or Instagram page. Also, this was something brought up earlier, the school Instagrams. Some of them have a pretty big following, like the Doherty High School has almost 4,300. So like it reaches a lot of students. So that might be pretty good. Then we also talked about themes. So we've talked about doing themes before with the award, but we were kind of scared that it would like lower the amount of people who would want to apply because it'd be more specific. So that's something to think about, but at the same time you can find more relevant sponsors, we think. So we thought about possible things being like tech and medical, art, more general community service, and if you run those at the same time, maybe we can have more people applying to those different things.
And you guys talked about doing a group one, right? Like, what was that?
Yes, that's Ottawa, so...
that might not stick.
Yeah, Ottawa's better. Outstanding Teen Organization Award. So we're thinking about having, like, new innovative groups. I know we've had some come to Teen Council to present their ideas, like, last year. So we don't really want established clubs to apply for that. We feel like someone who's doing something new, innovative, nonprofits or something that they've started, that would be really cool. So we're thinking about how that can happen, maybe model it off of OTCA. Yeah, we're not sure yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe if we do want to ensure that participation wouldn't go down, if we had categories, like, but then it would be difficult to find sponsors for each one, right? Mm-hmm.
Or you do both, you do two in a year, and one is your standard outstanding teen citizen in the beginning of the year, and then maybe in the spring or something you do a group.
Organization.
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know if we want to run it at the same time, but that seems like a lot of branches to go into. Like,
where well, it kind of like brings the publicity to the with the original one. It kind of like gets things, wheels turning, and like you're planting the seed, and then like, oh, and we have this group one.
So with the organization one, I know like something that limits responses, but also is necessary for OTCA is that it's impacting San Ramon specifically. Mm-hmm. For an organization one, I know usually they're kind of more towards like outreach to other places. Mm-hmm. Would we maybe want to get rid of that requirement for that organization one? We'd have to like develop this more, but, or do we want to keep that?
The thing is City of San Ramon Teen Council, I think it's important that you're embracing your own community and how, and like encouraging the community to help itself versus, you know, like even with the winner from this year, Erin does a lot of stuff that reaches out, but she still ties it all together and how it affects her own community. So I think that's important. I think that's something that's going to be important to the city.
Yeah, and I think that last year's winner, Megan, she had her own nonprofit, if I'm not mistaken, and it was mostly for San Ramon kids. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did reach out to other communities, but at the same time, it was, you know, how does it affect everything here,
right? Mm-hmm. So those are some ideas that actually could have like applied for this award, but it's definitely something that needs to be like talked about and developed more. I think it's a little broad right now.
Yeah.
Last thing we talked about was the website and kind of
We want to display the winners on the website. We think that would be really helpful, and also clarifying for people, because I know it's been a little confusing, like who can apply and what being an outstanding teen citizen actually means. So we want to put like some basic info about them, like who they are, maybe grade in school, and what they did and why they won, basically.
Okay, so if I send you their information, do you guys want to like pull what you want to put up and then send me like, and then I'll just put it up for you?
In okay. addition to
and
like that.
I have
that.
Some pictures, I think I have pictures of all of them that we can put with it, you know, of them receiving their awards.
In addition to like the specific details about like the most recent winner, I think it would be helpful to have like a frequently asked questions thing, not just for like OTCA, but maybe like for the ambassador program or anything we push out. Because I know Jen gets a lot of phone calls about kind of like logistical questions or just people's confusion. So maybe like that could be something that you could work on.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Does anybody have any comments or suggestions for the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award Subcommittee? And do we want team council members at the city council meeting, the 27th?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So everybody note that down. It's November 27th, 7 p.m., City Hall.
In your shirts.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 6.4, update on the poetry contest and approval of the 2018 selected applicants. Do we have, are we approving that today?
No.
No, right? Okay.
So basically what happened is we reached out, we were in, intending to reach out to the Arts Advisory Committee before the October meeting, but we couldn't reach out to them until after. So basically getting all the judges on board, getting the Poet Laureate on board, basically creating our panel of judges, it took some time. And personally for me, I wasn't really let in on the loop of like choosing judges and like emailing and following up with judges up until like Sunday night. So basically since then we've gone two judges down. One is from the Arts Advisory Committee. I think her name is Jenna McCoy. And the other is the Poet Laureate, Asana Ramon. And together both of them will review all the entries before the December meeting for Teen Council and discuss which one is subjectively the best. And basically, we should be able to approve it by December.
Okay, if we're pushing it to December anyways, I think it would be worthy looking into getting some more judges, just in case if the two judges disagree, then there's like a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So,
excellent idea.
Yeah.
How about a librarian?
Oh, that's true.
A librarian, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Also, Vidima, were you the one that reached out to Arts Advisory?
Yeah, I was going to say, we actually do have two more judges, but the reason why there were only two was because if we, like, wanted to get it by, like, a certain time, only two were available.
Got it.
We're extending it now. The other two, they got back because one was in New Orleans and the other was, like, just not there.
Okay, can you just follow up with them?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Can you see me and all, like, the stuff that you're, because I haven't heard anything from the judges.
And then when you have like a list, I think that four would be enough, but if we want to reach out to maybe a librarian just to get some diversity on there, then once you guys have like a final list, just send that out to Jen or me. Perfect.
And one final thing. So the entries are online and the city can just like send them through email, right?
Yeah, that's how you guys want them to decide. That's up to you.
For the judges?
Yeah. Instead like, so are you leaving it completely up to the judges? Is Teen Council not going to have any say on who's the winner?
So since the judges are, I would say, arguably more
knowledgeable.
Experienced and knowledgeable in, like, judging poetry than teens, technically Teen Council is just providing an outlet for this contest. But I feel like judges that are more experienced would be more beneficial for the actual evaluation of all the entries.
Okay.
I think you guys could aid in judging in like maybe not the sense of you're also judging, but rather than doing it online, perhaps like holding a day for the judges. I don't know if it'll be easy to get everyone together.
I think it would be better if you could do it in person. I know it's easier if they want to review them ahead of time and then come to that day, that meeting, and then they discuss or whatever. That is totally fine. I will say that while you guys are providing the outlet, you guys are still representing the city and representing the Parks Commission, representing City Council. So something that came up with the Outstanding Teen Citizenship Award was there was worry that it's too political
and different views of that award. Where so, and I've seen some of the poetry pieces, and they could be, you know, a little controversial. Not to say that's not bad, but it's just saying that you guys are representing, you know, different organizations and boards and committees and things like that. So
yeah.
I don't want you guys to just hand off all control. I want you guys to have some.
Facilitate that meeting.
Yeah.
With the
so
judges.
Once you finalize that list of judges, maybe just put them all in an email and arrange a day that you guys can all meet. And
yeah, and it's usually better. I mean, you can kind of say, like, I wouldn't put out there and be like, when can everybody meet? You kind of want to start with like a day and a time and be like, does this work for everybody? That way you can like kind of nail everything.
Also, let them know of like the hard deadlines of when we need this by, just so nobody like dilly-dallies around it.
And then when you have that day and time, let me know so I can book you guys a space. And then I can send out to the judges, once you guys know who's going to be all the judges and things, we can send out the information and they can start reviewing them. And that way they're not stuck at the meeting kind of going through it. They already are coming into it.
Okay,
well, I would echo what you said regarding that because, for example, on the Arts Advisory Committee, when we look at the art that's submitted by the artists, you're not only looking at it as the quality of the art, but you're also looking at it as the appropriateness of being in a public location where, you know, it's open to everyone, as opposed to a museum where you might, you know, have admission and different exhibits. So there's always that balance. It may be good art, but it may not be appropriate art for a public city location.
Yeah, and one of the things you guys advertised was they will be reading this at the Art and Wind Festival. So you gotta think about that, you know, is this something that should be up on stage where whoever is present,
How many people are in your subcommittee?
Four people.
Okay, do you think that will be enough to like hold this day, or do you wanna ask other people to help, or?
I think that would be enough because four people in addition to four or five judges.
Okay.
Yeah.
If any of you guys like can't attend once you set a date, just like make sure you tell the council so you can find other people to attend. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Does anyone have any comments or questions? Perfect. 6.5 update on the.
Sorry,
yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, you got to table it for.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to table the approval of the applicants until the December meeting.
Uh-huh.
So we need a motion for that.
Okay. Can I have a motion to? So no motion for that?
Did they have to?
For a table?
Postpone it?
There's no motion on the table. You just say we're going to
table it.
You wouldn't need
Should we do it just to be safe?
That's up to you. But yeah, you can
table a motion
and just say we're going to discuss it next.
So I table the motion to approve the 2018 selected applicants for the poetry contest to our December meeting. Okay.
Postpone consideration of an item. I move to postpone the item until
okay.
the December 11th.
I move to postpone item 6.4 to the December teen council meeting. Okay. 6.5, update on the teen council video project, Mega.
Okay, so at our meeting, the first thing that we decided was the format of these videos, and we decided that like short clips would be more effective because we want to kind of showcase like a lot of things, a variety of things, and also have the people on the next year's teen council to continue this project. So our ideas included like having kind of an introduction, some type of video that basically shows like why we're doing this project, which is like teens always feel like they're bored in San Ramon and there's nothing to do. And in terms of like the format of like each video, we decided that we will have some type of like introduction to like the place that we're showcasing, then like clips of like teen council members having like fun or like doing the activity, and then at the very end we'll have some information like when the facilities are open and all that. But we decided on this order just so like the people who are watching it can see like the fun things first so they're more interested.
Mm-hmm.
We also came up with a list of like places and activities I'll be passing it around. If you have any more ideas, just like write it on there. We kind of have four sections right now of outdoor activities, food, and then indoor activities, and then events. And we also want like more teen council members to actually like help us go to these events and take videos, because we don't want like the same four people in each video. So like hopefully people are willing to kind of come with us and take these videos.
Just keep notifying like whenever you guys are planning to film one of them, and then hopefully one or two people can join.
Yeah, and we will have to like review them before you guys post them and things like that. If you guys have like a storyboard or like an outline of what you want to do, I know you guys have your ideas of where you want to go, but maybe have something like laid out so I can show it to Keith and, you know, the rest of our social media staff. That way, if they have suggestions, they can help kind of guide you guys towards success.
So were you thinking like a YouTube playlist or what?
Yeah, a YouTube playlist.
Okay.
And the city does have a YouTube channel. And then we also could do like little clips or whatever on Instagram or whatever to kind of guide them to what you guys are doing. So.
Yeah, and some of like some of the events that are kind of coming up that we want to video is like the Christmas tree lighting.
Bishop
and
Branch.
Yeah, Forest Farms, like holiday.
Oh, the holiday.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get that done. Yeah, that's kind of it.
Do you want to choose like other people to be in those videos now itself so we don't forget?
I think we want to plan more, like have a storyboard.
Okay.
Just so we can
plan,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's just going around. So add any places or ideas that you have. But anything else?
Just make sure they're in San Ramon.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah.
No, it's like we thought of so many and then realized they weren't
in San Ramon.
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions for Omega or the committee?
Is there any hard deadline to these activities?
Well, some of the ones that are, like, upcoming, we want to get them done because by December they'll be, like, or, like, after December they'll be gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
you could have it like as an ongoing list too. So like as things are happening or may have just passed, you can be like, oh, like let's add that. So next year, whatever, if it's something that continues on, then they can capture it.
Yeah.
This term. I honestly think that the concert would be a great idea.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they have a lot of fun concerts coming up, not just that one. Mm-hmm. Like they have a light up group. I'd have to look at it, but they were on, like what's on like America's Got Talent and stuff. They have like the neon lights and they like, dance around and do all their cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like
which may not be your guys' cup of tea, but it's definitely your parents probably.
This is going to be a good excuse to do fun stuff with the teen council. Yeah. So yeah,
the Battle of the Band.
Yeah.
Okay. School events.
Anything else?
Does it have to be like a city-sponsored location, or can it be?
Something? No.
No. Yeah. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Like a whole section on that sheet, once it comes around to you, is just like restaurants. So, yeah.
T4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that people know their stuff other than T4.
T4's on
that.
All
right.
Okay. 6.6 update on the youth workshop presentation, Elise.
All right, so this month we just started talking about what the workshops like could be in general. So we looked back at some of the last year's one, which was And She's All That. So we've done, for the past few years, I think, we've done a presentation during She's All That. And the past ideas have been Rest the Stress and Find Your Passion. So we started thinking about themes. We have a good list. I think some of our top ones have been Confidence and Body Image. That was the first one. We have stuff on like bullying, popularity, leadership, kind of that stuff. And then we have one, I really like this name, Passion to Action. So it's finding the things you're passionate about and like doing something about it, like putting it into work. Stuff like that. So some things from the past that we really liked, we think that like personal life examples have been really good. So if we can tell like a story from our lives or kind of talk about our experiences as students and like in the community, that has been really good for the kids. Like they can relate to it.
And then the structure of the presentations has been pretty good. I think people like stay active, and the activities we do also have been pretty good. So we'll keep thinking about activities based on whichever theme we choose. But yeah, basically that's what we thought about so far.
So I did confirm with She's All That that you guys are set to present again this year. So once you have that all approved, you guys should be good to go. That I will say, your presentation should relate to your goals. So make sure you're looking at the Teen Council goals that you approved earlier in the year and make sure that it relates back to that. And also that you're educating them on like what Teen Council is. So it doesn't have to be a presentation about what Teen Council is. What they did in the past was like they related it back to like how Teen Council has helped them find their passion or like leadership or things like that. And they kind of, each person's was a little different. So I liked the one you mentioned about
the passion to
passion. I think that's really neat.
Yeah, would fit
they
into.
They do want. They are starting their website. So if you guys have like, if that sounds good, I would like to give them a. They would like a title of your workshop for by tomorrow. Did I send it to you? It's February.
Does everyone like the passion to action thing? Yes. I think like it would be valuable because if we did want to tie it into Teen Council, it's like, oh, if you want to change something in your city, apply for Teen Council.
Yeah.
So
it is February.
So do we just want to give them that one as our title? Passion to action?
I think it's broad too. So then when you're taking it to other things like you guys discussed, it's not, you know, necessarily like female driven middle school, you know, it's broad enough that you can take it to other organizations.
Okay, so you can just send them that one.
Okay, let me find, I know it's for me. March 2nd at Cal High in San Ramon.
Okay. Do we have any other comments for the presentation committee, or?
Do you know for confirmed from UTU?
I have not heard from UTU. Does anybody here know anyone doing UTU or involved with UTU?
Okay.
Okay.
Then, if somebody does.
Is that who's? I can find. Too much not verified.
Okay. 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 I'm just gonna move on to item 7 then.
Oh,
committee, what's up?
Real quick. So if the thing is March 2nd, you'll need to approve the presentation at your February meeting, which is February 19th. So then I will need your information for the packet 3 weeks. At least, I'd say 4 weeks before that. So I can put everything in the packet so you guys can review it in, at your February meeting.
Okay, perfect. Item 7, committee liaison reports. 7.1, Arts Advisory Committee, Vivi Lowe.
So on Thursday, I feel like the important thing is obviously to get open with faculty and everything, but I asked like the committee members like who would want to be a judge, and we had committee members Jenna McCoy, Gary Ford, and Naina Shastri all kind of fish their voices to be judges. And yeah, I thought that was the most relevant thing to Teen Council.
Was there anything interesting during the actual meeting?
There, in my notes, I don't know exactly who she is, but there was one speaker who came and talked about, I believe, like, the performing person and thing and, like, looking.
Yeah, it was Judy from Venutech. Venutech is the company that the city outsources the management of the Doherty Valley Performing Arts Center. Uh-huh. And they are primarily a Bay Area-based company that services municipal-owned facilities. So they primarily market and service city facilities, county facilities, where those municipalities that want to hire full-time equivalent employees that are very specialized, you know, in this work. So they actually manage the theater, and from the performing arts standpoint, they contract with the artists for the performing arts series.
Got it.
Just those five events.
Thank you. 7.2, Economic Development Advisory Committee, Danielle.
They canceled their meeting.
Okay. 7.3, Housing Advisory Committee, Albert.
There is no meeting.
Okay. 7.4, Library Advisory Committee, Sophie.
So there wasn't really anything directly related to Teen Council, but they proposed a story walk idea in Central Park, which is basically there'll be story pages on signs around the park along the path, and so kids can just walk around that and read the story.
They brought that up during the master plan too, so maybe it will happen.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it has funding right now, but
yeah.
They're trying to
hide it. Got it. 7.5, Planning Commission, Amrita.
There was no meeting.
Okay. 7.6, Senior Advisory Committee, Sahithi.
There wasn't too much that referred to Teen Council, and the meeting was a pretty short one. But one of the main things we talked about was the trips they do, and they were talking about how some seniors prefer to actually do the sightseeing while others want to just eat lunch and just talk.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one concern they had. And then they were also talking about how some seniors couldn't, if they were doing a trip, they couldn't transport themselves. So that's why they'd pay to go on the trip, which was something that the feedback was good on that. And then there was also something about the wait list. So if they had a lot of people on a wait list, they'd end up doing multiple trips to the same location. And then they also wanted to do a behavior guidelines. So just basic rules for the seniors to respect each other and just stuff like that. And it was mainly because some of the seniors had complained of some seniors disrespecting other seniors.
On the trips or just for the
in general? So they were saying it's just kids at school, they'll give a warning and then suspension from the facility. So just stuff like that. And then there was an example of this would have been if someone was using the couch and then they were taking up three spots when someone else was using it. So that was just one of the examples they used, but that was the main stuff they talked about.
And then while we're on senior advisory, I just had two things. One, for the people that went to the senior tech day, how was it? It looked like you had a lot
of
fun.
Cynthia came back.
So much
food.
Cynthia, Cynthia's our most regular.
Came back and all she wanted to do was FaceTime Albert.
You guys were playing a game last time, right? Yeah. We made some friends.
Good.
Yeah.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And he got us pastries.
Dang.
It was great.
How many people did you have attend?
I heard
one person actually came.
So we
two?
Had, but then there
we
were
had
multiple
three
sign-ups.
People signed up. Two people canceled. Mm-hmm. One person came.
One person came. One dropped in. So two total.
Yeah, there was one dropped in, one that mm-hmm. signed up, but they lasted a while.
Yeah.
Did you reach out to any of the places that we had suggested earlier?
Did you get Valley Vista?
We contacted Valley Vista, and I'm still waiting for an email back.
Okay,
wasn't it
so
a
they
phone?
Haven't responded at all?
No, not yet.
Okay. Did you reach out to any of the HOAs in the area or anything?
We're working on advertising to different restaurants and just different areas in the city itself.
Okay.
One more thing that we have to talk about. I'm not sure if we can.
The appointing?
Yeah, appointing a new member since wanted to draw.
We can't do that right now.
Yeah.
But we can do it at the next, we can put it on the next
day.
Okay.
Somebody can go and help out at the meeting. They don't have to be a subcommittee member.
Yeah.
So is anybody interested in helping out? There's only one senior tech day meeting left. So send it to me and I'll send it out to all of Teen Council. But we can talk about that. We can put it on the agenda for next time.
Okay, perfect. 7.7, Transportation Advisory Committee, Danielle.
We also canceled this meeting.
Okay. 7.8, Open Space, Tanner.
So yesterday's meeting was postponed to next week.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was a public survey night this last Thursday regarding the Parks and Trails master plan. Project.
Tanner
came. Yeah. So I attended it. I felt it was very successful. There was a good amount of people and we got a lot of feedback. And I noticed a lot of themes on the connectivity and accessibility of the trails and parks, and also just the maintenance and restoration.
It was good. Tanner came, he wore his shirt, so then everybody in the department saw that Tanner was present.
Thank you, Tanner, representing Teen Council. Anything else?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I'll talk about more of the plan too.
Okay. 7.9, Parks and Community Services Commission. Our meeting is tomorrow, so I'll report on that next time. Yeah.
Well, one thing I will bring up is that there is going to be over the Thanksgiving holiday, I was trying to see if I could find the email, but there's a youth cricket tournament that's going on, and it's in San Ramon, Dublin, and Pleasanton. So it's going to be at the Fallon facility in Dublin. It's going to be at the Brunel Patelco Sports Complex in Pleasanton, and then also in San Ramon. So it's the 23rd through, I couldn't find an email from Lernish, but it will be on some of the city sites as well, as you can check out San Ramon Cricket Association.
Yeah.
And there's a teams coming from Malaysia, and I believe one from India as well.
If anyone's interested in attending that event, I have the email, so just let me know and I can forward it to you.
Cool.
That would be a great event for the
video. Yeah. I don't know if you guys can.
Yeah, the award ceremony, there's going to be one at Patelco Brunel Park, which is right on Brunel in Pleasanton. And then there's going to be a second award ceremony at the Fallon Complex in Dublin.
Okay.
So you're going to forward the email?
Mm-hmm. Do you want it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll send it. Okay.
I'm actually part of that, like part of the association.
Oh, sweet.
So last year was like pretty successful, and a lot of people came to watch the games.
Uh-huh.
There are also going to be like volunteer spots opening up, so like you guys can like volunteer. Anyone can volunteer.
Okay.
And so that's a good way to get out.
Do you guys want to try to get a video clip there then? And then you can be in it. Are you going to be there?
Oh yeah, for like a few of the games.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll be there.
Just forward the email.
Yeah.
Okay. Just send me like a storyboard thing like ahead of time so we can.
So I remember like a couple of weeks ago there was like a synchronized swimming event that happened at Doherty. Yes. And apparently like the association really liked that like our pool.
Uh-huh.
And they want to like come back at, like like other, I don't know whether it's called like games or whatever, meets that they have like annually. So I don't know how if that's gonna happen, but that's what one of my teachers told me.
So for the video or
yeah.
Okay. If that paper is still going around, just like write these things down, and then because they'll need to like storyboard everything. So okay. 7.10, City Council Representatives, second Tuesday of the month, Tanner.
Starts in 5 minutes.
Got it. You can leave if you need to.
You can watch it.
Yeah. Okay. Fourth Tuesday of the month, Himaja.
So the fourth Tuesday was when we did the awareness thing.
Oh yeah.
Meeting, and I stayed, and they talked about adding conduits to the main roads around the city. I wasn't entirely sure what it was about, but they're adding some conduits there, and they also approved a new transport system that's going to be building up over the years. They just got improved. I think they've been working on it for a while. So that was cool to hear about.
What are they adding?
Some conduits to the road.
What's conduits?
It is a tool used to protect and route electrical wiring in a building or structure.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's for drainage on
so
some of the sides of the
boring
roads,
stuff,
et cetera. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and was the transportation valid link?
Not sure.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll look at them.
Okay. Item 8, staff reports, 8.1, Parks and Community Services Department updates, Jen.
So we mentioned some events coming up earlier in the meeting. Also, the new activity guide is available for winter. We did switch back, so it's winter and then spring will be separate. So when you're leaving, you can grab a guide from downstairs. I was going to grab some on the way up, but there is a teen section in there, and then there are a lot of classes in the adult section that do allow younger ages. They just don't list them twice. So if you're interested, look at that. You can also go on to our new registration software on civicrec.com, or just go to sanramonrecguide.com and search by ages and different things like that. So it's a lot more user-friendly and easier to find things. So lots of teen classes available. So spread the word about what's going on.
Make sure that you guys turn in your volunteer hours and your attendance is good, because you never know what's going to happen, whatever comes up. Sometimes you're sick, sometimes there's family emergencies. But remember that anytime you're absent for three, as soon as you're absent of that third meeting, you voluntarily resign from the teen council. It doesn't matter if it's excused or not. It's three absences. That's what's in your bylaws. Same with your volunteer hours. If you're under 8 hours three times during the year, you voluntarily resign. So just keep that in mind. Make sure that you're turning in your hours, because I'm not going to chase you down for them all. I will send you warnings though. And then just a reminder that we, like, usually I'm here 8:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, things like that. I know a lot of you text and email me on the weekends and late in the evenings. I don't know why you're awake that time. But if you're not receiving responses from me, that is why. Like, I know Kuhu had reached out like on Sunday, but then it's a holiday, so I'm not necessarily here, things like that. So I want to be accessible to you guys, but just keep in mind that I need a little notice if you need rooms or help or anything like that. So just keep that stuff in mind. Also, we did have the community meeting that Tanner talked about last Thursday. That was for the master plan project that I've been talking about with you guys. So that was kind of our last community meeting in regards to where you can come and participate and things like that. But we do have the survey available online. So if you go to the City of Santa Ramon's website and you look up the master plan information, the survey link is there and you can participate. All of you should participate in the survey. There's no reason why you shouldn't. You are all team council members, you are all invested in your community, so I hope that you would take the time to fill out that survey. This is what's going to help guide the city for the next 10 years for parks and community services, trails, open space, anything like that. So teens feel like there's nothing to do, here's your chance, right? This is a good opportunity. So make sure, I want you guys to tell at least one other person, maybe two, one friend, one parent.
Copy that link and send it out to your friends.
So it's really easy to share it. So just make sure that you're getting all the community's input. Make sure you guys are being heard. That's why you're part of Teen Council. We value what you guys have to say. So make sure you guys take advantage of this opportunity that you have. Once this survey is complete, Design Workshop, which is the company that we're contracting with, they're going to compile all the information and put together a master plan for us, and then that'll be presented to the Parks and Community Services Commission and things like that. It'll start that whole process. So it's a long process, but it is good. We want to know, you know, what the community wants and what the community needs and where our priorities lie. So any questions about the master plan?
Where's the survey located?
If you go on santaramon.ca.gov, there should be a master plan link. Otherwise, look under Parks and Community Services. I can show you afterwards too if you have your phone. It's definitely under the Parks and Community Services tab, but there is a master plan section page special for the master plan.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Okay.
Item 9, committee member items and announcements. The secret teen council pal slips that we passed out, are there any extras? Okay, perfect. And then, so if you didn't get one, just take one of those. Also, when you guys turn in your hours, just put like the slips next to it. And then as you leave, I'm gonna like shuffle them and then hand you one. So don't leave without getting one from me. And also, just on there, like, we put favorite snacks and drinks, favorite stores / restaurants, kind of just like under the assumption that the gifts would likely be like food or like gift cards or something like that. But by no means do you need to buy anything for the other person if you're not able to. Sometimes just like a card is nice too. And also, if, oh yeah, try to keep it under like $15, just in, to make sure that everyone can afford it. But yeah, do you guys have any questions about that? Okay, perfect. Do I have something
else? Oh, bring it to the next meeting.
Oh yeah, and then we're planning to like do the gift exchange at the December meeting. So just try to have whatever gift or card ready by then. Okay. Perfect. Does anybody else have any items or announcements?
remember that the meeting next month is a week early and earlier time.
5:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, December 11th.
And then we'll try and do a meeting at the new teen center after, probably in January maybe. We couldn't do it at the earlier time because the teen center's still going on.
Also, ambassadors that are here, keep your... like, make sure that you're watching your email or however they're going to reach out to you, because you will have a meeting sometime before our December meeting. So you want to make sure that you're informed about that. And if you know other ambassadors that couldn't make it today, just let them know as well. Okay. Anything else? Then I adjourn.
He's with the ball humbug, right?
Yeah. I adjourn this meeting at 7 p.m. Okay.